This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday Russia was deploying all possible resources to stop Kyiv's forces from advancing in the east and south of the country. Following a meeting with his top commander, Zelensky spelled out the situation to his fellow Ukrainians in his nightly video address to the nation.
The reports are coming from...
I apologize for that. That was obviously not President Zelensky. Zelensky said, "We all understand very clearly, as clearly as possible, that Russian forces in our southern and eastern lands are doing everything they can to stop our soldiers. And every 1,000 meters of advances, every success of each of our combat brigades deserves gratitude. Everyone who goes on the assault, everyone who repels enemy attacks, well done, and I'm grateful to every one of our soldiers." Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive more than 500 days into the war, focusing on capturing groups of villages in the southeast and retaking areas around the eastern city of Bakhmut, seized by Russian forces in May after months of fighting. A UN spokesman said Friday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is still waiting for a response from Russian President Vladimir Putin on a proposal to extend a deal allowing the sale of Ukraine grain exports safe passage through the Black Sea corridor. Guterres wrote to Putin Tuesday asking him to extend the Black Sea deal, but still no reply. Meanwhile, late Thursday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, following a meeting with Guterres, urged Putin to act.
The world needs it. Russia has a responsibility to prolong it. Otherwise, global food insecurity will be the consequence. So now the ball is in President Putin's court.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken promised Friday the United States would defend its regional allies from North Korean aggression, with Japan and South Korea joining a call to punish North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. Blinken met jointly with the South Korean and Japanese foreign ministers on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, meeting in Jakarta, with all three condemning what Blinken called provocations from Pyongyang. In a joint statement, the three nations said they will press for existing UN sanctions against North Korea to be fully implemented and will continue to work closely with the international community to block the North's illicit revenue generation through overseas workers and malicious cyber activities. Blinken said he has been and will continue to seek diplomatic solutions to tensions with North Korea.
And as we've consistently said, both publicly and to Pyongyang, we are prepared to engage in dialogue without preconditions. Unfortunately, to date, Pyongyang's answer to that proposal has been to launch more missiles.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday some 289 children are known to have died in the first half of 2023 while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. At a news conference in Geneva, Agency Migration and Displacement Chief Verena Knaus said the figure is double that recorded in the first 6 months of last year. Knaus said the true figures were likely to be higher as many shipwrecks on the Central Mediterranean leave no survivors or go unrecorded. She said there were multiple obvious reasons for the increase in children's deaths.
Children are dying because there is an absence of safe and legal routes. Children are dying because there are no robust search and rescue capacities deployed to prevent such deaths. And children are dying because they are so desperate in their countries and unable to seek protection in countries they cross.
UNICEF called for expanded safe, legal, and accessible pathways for children to seek protection in Europe. Unrelenting bloodshed across the U.S. this year has led to the grimmest of milestones. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
This very bill, as originally drafted, passed out of committee with near unanimous votes from...
Video released by the WHO showed experts from the panels discussing the findings in a news conference on Wednesday.
So the working group classified aspartame as possibly carcinogenic to humans, that is group 2B, based on limited evidence for cancer in humans.
Aspartame is one of the world's most popular sweeteners. It's used in products from Coca-Cola, diet sodas, to Mars Extra chewing gum. The ruling puts aspartame in the same category as aloe vera extract and traditional Asian pickled vegetables.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.